How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
Happy Tuesday, May 9th, 2023, and this is 5-Minute Daily Devotionals with Religionless Christianity. Today we're going to be reading and discussing again Luke chapter 22, verse 1 and 2. And again it reads, "Now the feast of unleavened bread drew near, which is called the Passover. And the chief priests and the scribes were seeking how to put him to death, for they feared the people." The chief priests and scribes, not being satisfied by the miracles and teaching of Jesus, are determined to put him to death. In Mark chapter 14, verse 1 and 2, it says, "And the chief priests and the scribes were seeking how to arrest him by stealth and kill him, for they said, 'Not during the feast, lest there be an uproar from the people.'" You know, these supposed religious leaders knew that what they were wanting to do was wrong and would be resisted by the people. And isn't it amazing how this is the case with all of us humans? How we can know that something is wrong, know that it won't be openly accepted, yet we persist in those acts anyways? Pornography addiction, anyone? In James chapter 1, verse 13 through 15, it says, "Let no one say when he is tempted, 'I am being tempted by God,' for God cannot be tempted with evil, and he himself tempts no one. But each person is tempted when he is lured and enticed by his own desire. Then desire, when it has conceived, gives birth to sin, and sin, when it is fully grown, brings forth death." These chief priests and scribes thought they were doing God's work, yet they knew they had to move in silence and scheme. We see them setting traps and plotting to destroy Christ. These should have been indicators that their motives were improper. But that's what sin does. It clouds our judgment. It convinces us that a desire this strong can't be wrong. And if we could just satisfy the desire, that would make things better. This is how people are led into adulterous relationships, theft, even violence. We convince ourselves the sin isn't quite so bad, and that in some cases, it's even justified. But while our minds are clear, before we become ensnared by sin, we must heed Paul's warning in Colossians 3, verse 5 and 6. "Put to death, therefore, what is earthly in you: sexual immorality, impurity, passion, evil desire, and covetousness, which is idolatry. On account of these, the wrath of God is coming."
The chief priests and the scribes were seeking how to put Jesus to death. Jesus is the good shepherd that lays his own life down for his sheep. Jesus was not a victim. John chapter 10, verse 17 and 18 says, "For this reason, the Father loves me, because I lay down my life, that I may take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have authority to lay it down, and I have authority to take it up again. This charge I have received from my Father." So Jesus is in charge of when he dies. And in John 19, verse 28 through 30, it says, "After this, Jesus, knowing that all was now finished, said, to fulfill scripture, 'I thirst.' A jar full of sour wine stood there. So they put a sponge full of the sour wine on a hyssop branch and held it to his mouth. When Jesus had received the sour wine, he said, 'It is finished.' And he bowed his head and gave up his spirit." He gave up his spirit. That is something he has authority to do. And he was in control of all the things that happened to him. He fulfilled all prophecy concerning his death. Nobody took his life from him. Therefore, we can praise him for his dying on the cross for our sins.
Amen. And our psalm of the day, comes from Psalm 72, verse 18. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel, who alone does wondrous things.
Our proverb of the day comes from chapter 9, verse 6. Leave your simple ways and live and walk in the way of insight.
And I'll end praying for you from Psalm 145. May the Lord show you he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. That the Lord is good to all, and his mercy is over all that he has made. May you know the Lord is near to all who call on him, to all who call on him in truth. That the Lord preserves all who love him. God bless.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.